Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this first day of May. Oh, for those of you who love animals, you wish you had my job this hour. Just retired UW-Madison Police Department Detective Shane Driscoll and his canine partner Rex are both with us today in our Milwaukee studios. They are the longest-serving canine team in the UW Police Department history. They've been together for more than 11 years, and on Friday, March 14, they both retired. Shane was with the UWPD for 15 years, starting in 1999, his first law enforcement job. Before that, he worked for FedEx. He was a stay-at-home dad for a few years. He went back to school, taking criminal justice classes, and he took an opportunity to get into law enforcement. He got Rex in 2003, his first canine team, and they have done remarkable work. Rex has been called upon by many local and state agencies for assistance in cases. He has protected countless national and international dignitaries who have visited the UW-Madison campus over the last decades, entertainers, the Dalai Lama. We'll hear all of those stories, and we'll hear about the training and the bond that exists between Detective Shane Driscoll and Rex. Rex is on our Facebook page because I want you to have a chance to see him. And he also checked out our studio to make sure there are no bombs in the studio because he's a bomb-sniffing dog. And we're clean. He's a good dog. And we have a lot to talk about. And we'll welcome phone calls as well. So here is how you can reach us during the course of this hour, 800-486-8655. Our Facebook page where you can see Rex is a hit, but you can see Shane Driscoll, too, and the two of them together is the Kathleen Dunn Show. We're also on Twitter at K Dunn Show. Detective Shane Driscoll, thank you so much, and thank you for coming in the studio. You made our day.
Oh, good afternoon. My pleasure to be here.
Yeah. He is a remarkable animal, and the fact that you two have been together for so long and have seen so much and he's done such valuable work is pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, I tell you, one thing I tell everybody about my job, about this kind of job, is that the best thing about it is I got to take my dog to work every day.
I know.
You know, everybody would love to take their dog. You know, they leave them at home. I got to do it all the time, and it was a very special thing for me to do, and it's probably the one of the nicest things I've ever got to do in my 15 years in law enforcement.
Yeah. So you've been able to see in a very close way what it is that dogs can do. This is a very, very smart animal.
Yes. I've had some experience raising and training dogs in the past, which is probably why I got chosen to be a canine handler. And then to be up close and personal with the training from day one and seeing what these dogs are able to do, it never ceases to amaze me how acute their sense of smell is and how loyal they are and how hard they want to work.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting as you were having him sniff various offices in our building here in Milwaukee. You were speaking, you were saying something, and somebody asked you, what in the world are you saying to him? And you were speaking another language to him.
Yes, I got Rex when he was a year and a half old, and he was actually imported from the Czech Republic.
Oh.
So when I got him, I had to learn the commands in Czech. Rather than teach a young dog a new language, it was easier for me to pick up a dozen or so commands in the Czech language. And so I've continued to give him commands in Czech.
Yeah. What's the training process like? You were with him training for several weeks, weren't you?
Right. Rex was imported by a breeder and a kennel in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the opportunity to go down there and look at several dogs and pick him out among two or three others. He was actually head and shoulders above the rest. So I got to pick him out. And I brought him home for a week. And before we started any training, we just kind of got into each other's routine, got to know each other's personality, got to work with each other a little bit. He got to live at the house. Probably for the first time in his life, he wasn't living in a kennel. And he actually got to, you know, he didn't know why he was able to come indoors and actually, you know, sleep on a little dog bed instead of a concrete kennel. So after that first week, we returned to the kennel in Indiana, and I lived down there for 3 weeks, and we worked and trained every day. And he came partially trained. He knew most of the explosive odors when I first got him, and we would add a few more in every week, so that by the end of the 3 weeks, we both knew each other's habits and personalities. And over a three-week period, you have to learn how to read a dog's body language. And he also has to learn to read mine. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what that was all about, is the 3 weeks is just kind of learning to read each other's body language and know how to work a dog to do a search. And so after that, we did continuous training on a weekly basis for the next year. And now we train twice a month, or we did when I was active duty. We would train twice a month.
Really?
And get certified every year. Yeah, it keeps going. Yep. They love to work. They love to train.
Yeah. And when you say you had a choice and you picked him, it was obvious that he was the one. Why was that obvious? What did you see in him?
Well, compared to the other two dogs, one of the dogs was a little old. And we wanted to make sure we had a young enough dog that was going to last a few years. And the other dog just didn't seem to have the drive that Rex had or the personality that we were looking for. Mm-hmm. We wanted a nice social dog. We weren't looking for a dog that was aggressive or had a lot of tendencies to bite somebody. So his personality and his drive are what set him apart from the other two.
Mm-hmm. He's a German Shepherd. He's a big dog and a gorgeous dog. We see a lot of German Shepherds doing police work. Is that the preferred breed for some reason, Shane?
I can't say it's a preferred breed, but you see a lot of them because
yes.
It's a good breed that working dogs are recognized to do. German Shepherds, the Belgian Malinois, Dutch Shepherd. Those are the three main police dogs that I see most of the time. Labradors are very good at what they do too, but they aren't used for a lot of aggression work. So a lot of the police dogs you see out there are drug dogs. They're called patrol dogs because they're considered dual purpose. Because not only do they know how to find something, usually drugs, but they're also trained to bite people.
Mm-hmm.
So Rex is not a dual-purpose dog. He's called single-purpose, which means he knows he actually does know two things. One, he knows how to find explosive odors. And two, he can also track people.
Noticed that. You've tracked missing people.
Right. We've got him certified in tracking, so he can track people that are missing. He can track people who have maybe robbed a bank and ran away, people who have walked away from hospitals, or children who have walked away from schools. Hmm. Those are the kinds of tracks that we were involved in.
And how do you do that? Does he get a scent and he can just pick up a scent among all the scents around him?
Yeah, it's different from trailing. Tracking is actually where the dog can discern the difference between a surface that's been disturbed and one that's not, especially over grass. Grass that's been walked on to a dog smells different than grass that hasn't been disturbed. And the same thing for hard surfaces like concrete and asphalt. There's just a little bit of a difference in the smell that these dogs, with their great ability to sniff, it's probably 1,000 times greater than our noses. They can tell the difference and actually follow that person's footprints.
Wow. And when they're onto something, like when he was sniffing around in our offices here, how would he let you know that there was something that wasn't quite smelling right?
Rex has what's called a passive response to an odor. If he finds something that he's trained to locate, he'll generally just sit and stare at it, and he won't move. I mean, it's even hard for me to pull him off of it because he knows that he was trained to find it. He's telling me it's right here. He's staring at it, and now he wants his reward.
Oh, he wants a treat.
Not a treat.
No,
Rex
a
is
reward.
Not, he's not food-driven. Rex's reward would be a ball. He's got enough drive that I don't have to worry about him finding food and sitting on food. It's the reward that comes with the ball.
And why does he like the ball? You play with him then?
Oh, yeah. Then we play with
then
him.
Then you play.
Then it's playtime. Yep.
That's great. Now, there haven't been too many canine teams in Madison, have there? Because it's an expensive process.
It's an expensive process. Are you talking about just the university or Madison in general?
Just in Madison in general.
Well, there are probably, there might be up to 20 canine teams.
Oh, there are.
In the Madison area, the City of Madison Police Department, the Dane County Sheriff's Office, between the two probably have 10 canine teams. And then some of the smaller agencies around in Dane County also have canine teams. UW-Madison has three dogs. Now that I left, there was four. Two of them are bomb dogs. And the Dane County Sheriff's Office also has a bomb dog. And other than that, there's only about 15 bomb dog teams in the whole state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the dogs you see out there with law enforcement are drug dogs.
You were quoted as saying one of the favorite events that you look forward to was when the Dalai Lama came to town, because evidently the Dalai Lama is really a nice person and said nice things. But what was the assignment? What would Rex do, to guard the Dalai Lama or the crowds around him or what?
No, again, Rex does not – he's not aggressive. He doesn't bite. So there wasn't any guarding of anybody that went on. We would do pre-event searches.
I see.
Because there are people in this world that dislike the Dalai Lama or his policies or where he's from. Our assignment would be to sniff out any areas that the Dalai Lama would be visiting or traveling to. He has a special relationship with some of our professors on campus. Plus, there's a temple in the Madison area that he likes to come and visit every few years.
Mm.
So we would actually bring in Rex and a couple of other bomb dog teams, and we would search the areas that the Dalai Lama would be visiting to make sure that there were no explosives present.
And he was one of your favorite visitors because of who he is, his kindness?
Because of who he is, his kindness, his willingness to meet with law enforcement afterwards and thank us for our help. I mean, he was just really, if everybody could meet the Dalai Lama, the world would be a better place.
Oh, that's nice. And he has special connections in Madison
as
well.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is good. Mm-hmm. So you've also had a chance to do work for presidential candidates, for presidents, for first ladies, all kinds of people.
That's true. I've had Rex since 2003, so we've had, three election cycles, federal elections since then. So I've got to work just about every presidential visit, not just in Madison, but in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, my.
If some candidates would come pretty much anywhere in the state, because the federal agencies recognize us as having certified bomb dog teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would contact us in advance, and we would work events for, say, if President Obama came to Madison. Or there was a time I went up to La Crosse when Vice President Cheney was there. I worked an event in Wausau when First Lady Laura Bush was there, and in Waukesha for, President Bush when he was in Waukesha. So there were many times when we were called outside our jurisdiction, and we were happy to help other federal agencies to help them with their security details.
And you said that you really found it interesting. You've worked with the Secret Service, I would imagine.
Correct.
That kind of work is interesting.
Right. All the presidential details involved working with the Secret Service. The Dalai Lama was actually a State Department detail.
Oh.
So different federal agencies would use us. The ATF occasionally, if they needed a bomb dog, would ask for our help. And Rex actually, we actually got to do some certification with the ATF. He has multiple certifications. That we've actually got to go to Washington, D.C.
Did you really?
And train and get certified with the ATF's program probably about 8-9 years ago. Again, I guess specialty program that we got invited to. So Rex has multiple certifications, and other agencies recognize that. And it helps us get work.
Yeah. Well, he needs some ribbons around his neck.
Well, actually, he does have some
ribbons. I'll bet he does. I'll bet he does. We want to let you know that the video is now up on our Facebook page. If you really need to see Rex, because he is beautiful, and you can see him doing his work as well. And that's on our Facebook page, which is the Kathleen Dunn Show. Just retired UW-Madison Police Department Detective Shane Driscoll and his canine partner Rex are with us in our Milwaukee studios today, the longest-serving canine team in the UW Police Department history, together for more than 11 years, and it looks to me as though retirement may have come early to both of these, to both Rex and to Shane, because this dog is ready to work, and Shane is well, we'll find out how he's spending his retirement, but I'm sure he must miss some of this important work. We welcome your phone calls as well. Here's how you can reach us today. Our number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Our email is talk@wpr.org. Facebook page is The Kathleen Dunn Show. Rex is a bomb dog only, sniffing bombs, and these dogs don't train on different odors. We'll talk more about that and more about the training process and the remarkable work that service dogs can do. I just find them extraordinary. So join us if you would like. We'd love to hear from you. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley, and this is our spring membership drive. You know, listeners provide the single largest piece of our budget, and it is why your gift is so important right now. And to encourage your gift today, if having a dog who's a beauty and an award-winning dog and a service dog in our studio isn't enough, your pledge of any amount will automatically enter you in a drawing for an iPad Air. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Last hour, we heard from a number of listeners, and we want to thank them all for their pledges. Our goal this hour is 45 pledges, so it's a hefty goal for us, and you can help us meet the goal by making a contribution now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is the number to call, and the programs you enjoy will be here every day when you do on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to your support.
You know that we're passionate about bringing you two great hours of radio from 1 until 3, Monday through Thursday. We talk about books and history and sports and politics and social issues. Whenever we get a chance, we love to highlight the work that dogs are doing because we both love dogs, and this is a highlight of the week. We're here with very important topics and also fun topics as well.
And we really can't do it without your support. So, listeners, your contributions make up more than 40% of our budget, and that's a lot. And it's why we're here asking right now for a gift. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It just takes a few minutes of your time. We just need your name and your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and also how you would like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can pledge. We are in our spring membership pledge drive right now. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley, and you can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift might be, I don't know, $10 or $20 a month, but everything is fine, and here's how you do it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And everyone that does make a pledge right now will be entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. You could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard, name, address, email, telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard, or you can also make a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, the radio's on all the time in my house. I'm sure it is in yours as well.
For your
and
dog.
That's right. And it kind of makes it a little bit easy, maybe too easy, to take Wisconsin Public Radio for granted. You tune in to WPR every time. You hear something new every day, and you appreciate it.
But if you travel around the country, and we hear this from so many listeners, you realize that you have a gem here in Wisconsin. We are proud of Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can be, too, even more so if you give us your support.
Yeah, and don't take it for granted. It's something special. Help make it possible with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR on your way to and from work every day and some on the weekend, you're listening to more than, this is amazing, 700 hours a year.
700 hours. And if you've never given to WPR before, you can make your gift today of just $5 a month or whatever amount that you can afford. For hundreds of hours of listening, it really does make WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains that you'll find anywhere else. Your gift, no matter what the amount you choose, really does make a difference. Again, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you pledge, you'll be adding your voice to the 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio, and your contribution of any amount is pooled with other member contributions to make up, it's true, the single largest piece of our budget. Mm.
We use that money every day to bring you these great programs that you've come to enjoy. And make your pledge now, WPR.org. Make sure that we can continue to bring those programs to you. 888-202-2552.
And we're looking, KP, for 42 more pledges in the next 35 minutes or so.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can. So do it now. Give. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
If you need an added bonus incentive, a pledge of any amount today at WPR.org will enter you into a drawing for an iPad Air. Again, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Any amount will enter you into a drawing for an iPad Air. And sustainers, don't worry. We've got you covered. You're automatically entered.
And also, you can ask for this year's artist mug. It's illustrated by Renee Grafe from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. Yours for a pledge of $150, which is $12.50 a month.
It's an animal theme. It's got animals all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, this all is their, an animal day.
All the pets are listening to the radio just like Rex here.
I know. Is Rex listening to us or is Rex sleeping? Rex, are you listening?
He's listening.
He's listening. Thank you, Rex. Are you pledging, Rex?
That mug is yours for a pledge of $150. Again, $12.50 a month. We really need you to go to the phones, make a pledge at 888-202-2552.
And do as Julie in Spring Green, thank you, Julie, increased her sustaining gift and said, thank you for all your wonderful offerings. Listening to WPR has made me... How many things do this for you? A better person and, frankly, more intelligent. A better person and smarter. Oh, thank you.
You can become a better person and smarter, too. Make your pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.
And we should remind you, this is the last day to support this program.
Very good point.
So today is it. And if you want to say you like the work that we're doing here, then you need to pledge.
Go now.
Go now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Thanks, KP. We're having a terrific hour. KP saw this story in a UW paper about Madison Police Department Detective UW-Madison Shane Driscoll and his canine partner Rex. They are with us today in our Milwaukee studios. They retired, both of them, on March 14th, and Shane was with the department for 15 years, and Rex has been with him for a long time, and so we were talking with them about their 11 years together. They're still together because he's now been adopted by Shane, about the work of service dogs and dogs who are really working dogs, and it's extraordinary to see this animal and to see the work that he does. He's on Facebook, so go to Facebook and take a look at his work, which is the Kathleen Dunn Show. And you can join our conversation at 800-486-8655. Elizabeth in Milwaukee is calling in Shane. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you guys?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
I'm doing good. Hi, Shane. Hi, Rex. My question is this. I'm just wondering if there was any one specific, like, memorable event or find that Rex did that important that stands out in your mind, like an example maybe of an event that we would have known or heard of but didn't know he had involvement, I guess you could say?
Well, I can't think of one outstanding event that we worked because we were lucky enough not to find anything. I mean, that's a good thing when you have a bomb dog.
Good. Mm-hmm.
You really don't want to find something. but I can tell you this, that every time a dignitary came to Madison and a lot of times to Wisconsin, especially any presidential detail over the last 10 years, Rex and I were involved in it in some way or another. Mm-hmm. This also goes for a lot of the concerts and stuff that we had in Madison at the Kohl Center. We would do pre-event searches for that. Any high-profile events, all of the Badger football games, people don't realize that my day started about 5 hours before kickoff.
Oh my.
With about five other canine teams, and we would search the entire Camp Randall Stadium before any game. And a lot of this all started up after 9/11. Okay, things changed after 9/11, and that's why you see all these bomb dogs working special events. I wish I had a special occasion that I could point out to you, but our work is actually pretty boring.
Oh, I don't think so, though. That's no, because Rex is ready to go today to go
he
to
is.
Work again.
Yes,
so
mm-hmm.
definitely not boring to him. And you already just talked about your encounters with the Dalai Lama, so you have had a chance to
right.
to meet some extraordinary people
Absolutely.
Along the way.
Yeah, those are some of the highlights for me, anyways, being able to meet some of these people.
Yeah. And I've also read that people have really been excited to meet you and to meet Rex because you've also made your presence known at farmers markets just being social, and you're a big hit.
Right. There was a lot of things we did on the side that there would be special requests that people would want to meet the dogs. So Safety Saturday up in Madison, which usually occurred during the farmer's market, we would have the canine unit up there, and people got to meet Rex in person and me. Of course, it's always about the dog, not me. But so, and we would do events with daycare centers. Schools would request us to come in and give safety presentations and bring the dog.
Oh.
So we did a lot of outside things, too, rather than just law enforcement things.
Yeah. Would you do that now? I mean, if schools in this area wanted to have you come in with Rex, could you do that?
You know, I think if somebody wanted to meet Rex and talk about what we did and safety issues, I'd be happy to do it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, how would people reach you? Because that would be a thing that many schools would want, I would think, Shane.
Well, I think you can reach me. I still have a UW-Madison email address. And if you wanted to contact me, it's smdriscoll@wisc.edu.
wisc.edu, smdriscoll.
Right.
At wisc.edu.
Yes.
Great. That would be a really good thing, I would think. Thank you, Elizabeth, very much for your call. Let's go to Gary on I-94. Hi, Gary.
How are you doing today?
All right, Gary. How are you?
I'm real well.
Good.
Hey, Gary, what can I do for you?
I've got one question, sir. I've got a single-purpose animal from the Marine Corps. He's a drug dog, and if I take the dog to the park for a walk, and he's like your dog, he's single-purpose, and last weekend I was out and had, you know, was talking to some people at a dog park. I live out in Menominee, Wisconsin, and a kid came by and was talking, and my dog's name is Max, and Max did his move where he sits and points, and the kid had pot in his pocket, you know, so my dog still... After he doesn't do any more training anymore because he's been home with me now for 2 years, but he still has that in his blood that he can smell drugs for, I say, for miles. But my question is, well, he can. I mean, it's just like your dog.
For sure.
My question is, I didn't have explosive dog in the Marine Corps, and I wasn't around any. That was a military police officer. So my question is, if I came to your studio right now, and I have concealed carry, and I walked into the studio, would the dog be able to smell the gunpowder in my bullets?
We have trained a little bit on firearms and spent shell casings. Now, that's not something that we've certified in. Quantity-based stuff, like a pound of black powder or a pound of gunpowder, something like that, he would certainly be able to sniff out. He has been able to find shell casings and firearms that have been recently used. So if your gun hasn't been cleaned recently and there's still residue on it, he would probably be curious if he smelled it on you. But again, another thing we don't do is train on people. We don't have bomb dogs sniffing people. That's just one area that we haven't covered yet.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no training that we've done that he's used to where we would actually sniff people.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gary. Some of the stories that we've read about the bond that service people have with their animals and how they're used in war is pretty extraordinary, isn't it? They can be of such great value.
Right. Yeah. I have no idea what that level is like. I mean, it's pretty intense.
Right.
But
I'm sure.
I know the dogs are a valuable part of those efforts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you say, Shane, that Rex was trained in all explosive odors, are there a lot of explosive odors?
Not really. I can't remember the exact number. It's like 12, 14 components that make up most common explosives. And most of the new stuff you see are just combinations or variations of those components. So if the dog can smell, those 12 to 14 odors, he should be able to smell any combination of them if it's a new variant that we see out there. One of the theories, or not even a theory, it's the difference between the way dogs smell and the way people smell. It's called the stew theory. Now, a lot of dog handlers out there probably know what I'm talking about. And it goes like this. If you walk into grandma's kitchen and she's making beef stew, we as humans smell beef stew.
Mm-hmm.
The dog can actually smell the carrots and the potatoes.
Incredible, isn't it?
And he can separate the different odors out of that stew. So that's why when people say they transport drugs and they try to hide it or mask the odor with other odors, the dog can just kind of discern through all of the masking odors and just focus on the odor that they're trained to look for. So that's why it's really easy for them to pick out stuff as opposed to the way we smell.
Wow. And that's just is it something genetically so that they were able to find the food, all the varieties of food?
Well, I'm sure it goes back to hereditary genetics. Again, their olfactory senses are about 1,000 times greater than ours. And, yeah, so, eons ago when dogs were in the wild, they had to find their own food.
Mm-hmm.
So their noses is what found food for them.
How's his eyesight?
I am lucky to have a dog who has a very good medical history. His eyes are great. His hips are great. For a 12-year-old dog, I've been blessed that he doesn't have a lot of medical problems.
Right. Yeah, because he's not a small dog. Bigger dogs can have problems as they get older.
Yep.
Well, is he a little depressed in the morning now because he doesn't have work to go to?
I wouldn't call it depressed, but I would say there's a sense of boredom now when he sees me. If I leave to go somewhere in the morning and he's standing by the door waiting for me, he doesn't get to go with me. He certainly is still ready to go.
Well, Shane, he just needs to go with you everywhere.
Yes.
That's the answer to that, right?
And he was used to that, yes.
Yeah. Our phone number, if you want to join our conversation, we'd sure love to hear from you. Our number is 800-486-8655. Just retired UW-Madison Police Department Detective Shane Driscoll and his canine partner Rex are with us today in our Milwaukee studios, the longest-serving canine team in UW Police Department history. They have been together for more than 11 years, and I think they're going to be together in a pretty close way as long as Rex is living, and he's a pretty active dog. We put them, because you know we love dogs, and this is just extraordinary to see a working dog like this, so we thought you might want to see him at work, and we put him on our Facebook page. Shane's there as well. They're both stars. But he's doing the work with the guidance, with check commands from Shane, too. I mean, it's just a great story. So that's the Kathleen Dunn Show Facebook page, and you ought to take a look. It's worth looking at. And you ought to pledge, because it's worth pledging as well. KP Whaley joining me in our studios here in downtown Milwaukee. And we are here to ask you to support the programs that you enjoy, particularly this one. It's our last day to ask for your support of these hours. And it is your support that makes WPR and our show possible.
Yeah, and with your pledge today, you'll also be entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. These things are so much lighter than my clunky old iPad.
Are
I'd
they?
I'd love to have one.
I have a clunky old iPad, too. Yeah.
So now is a great time to support the program you value and get it into that drawing for the iPad Air. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And KP, we're looking for 37 more pledges in the next, how many minutes? 20? About 20 minutes, a little more than that.
Maybe.
So make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Wisconsin Public Radio keeps you informed and entertained every day. You enjoy this program, but you also listen to Joy, Cardine, you listen to Zorba Pastor, Car Talk, all the ones you've come to rely on.
WPR is an extraordinary service and quite unique. It gives you so much information on the world and information like no other outlet, really. Support the mix of shows you enjoy with your contribution at WPR.org. www.wisconsinpublicradio.org or 888-202-2552.
And now that you've made the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio, you might be looking for the best way to fit it into your budget. Become a sustainer, and that's the easy answer. You decide how to monthly amount, and it is charged to your bank account or credit card, and it's set up and it's ongoing.
So it's an easy and powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for WPR, and it's also pretty convenient and affordable for you. Choose a monthly amount, $10, $20. Become a sustainer right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I know some of Kathleen's listeners are probably wondering, hey, Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. And it's true, we do get some funding from the federal government and from the state. But listeners really do make up the single largest source of our income.
Which means that your support, you listener, is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important it is to WPR, well, the only thing to do is to make a pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Marilyn from Madison, Wisconsin. It's just so much a part of me. I know it's always there for me. It's the only station, I think, that I have practically on my car radio. That and a little classic rock. And when I was on the road going to all the little metropoli as poet laureate in Wisconsin, the towns and villages, it was always there. You know, I never felt like I was out of the loop. It just comes with me every day during my day, sort of like a dog. A very friendly dog. So if you're a listener, why not try to be a sustainer? You won't have to feel one bit guilty anymore for not having done it. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you can be proud that you are part of the team.
Oh, isn't that perfect for this hour? We're just like a friendly dog. Oh, that's good. Go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during the spring membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley, and we're asking for your support. Our last day to ask for your support, so please pledge now, and your gift of $10 or $15 a month will help us all. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yes, you already support the things that make your life more meaningful, and Wisconsin Public Radio is one of those things. Here's what you get. You get information, you get events in our region, around the world, and you also get music, humor, dogs, storytelling.
I know. Dogs. You keep getting dogs. We're just like a friendly dog. We are. Both of us
dogs.
Are just like friendly dogs. Oh, it's great. And we give you a lot of news and information, and we'll keep doing it day by day by day by day. Your pledge in any amount will make a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've heard it, and it's true. Listeners do provide the single biggest piece of our budget here at WPR. So please make a pledge of even $5 or $10 a month. Any amount that's comfortable for you will help do your part and help us continue to make this station strong for you. So go to WPR.org or call in 888-202-2552.
And we're looking, KP, for 37 more 37 pledges.
More.
37. Let's go in 15 or so minutes. Give now. WPR.org 888-202-2552.
To encourage you, we have a pledge of any amount today. We'll automatically enter you into a drawing for an iPad Air. Sustainers, you're automatically entered, so we've got you covered.
And you can also ask for this year's artist mug, which has an animal theme as well. All of the animals are running the radio station, and they're listening, and it's great. It's illustrated by Renee Grafe from Cedarburg, and it's yours for a pledge of $150.
Angela and Ryan just pledged for that, and Austin. And they said they love the artist mug series, and they're really glad to get this year's mug. It's a beautiful mug.
It is a beautiful mug. Pledge, WPR.org, 888-202-2552 is the number. And thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks
very
for
much.
Pledging.
Yeah, thanks for pledging. We are continuing our conversation. We're just having a good time here in our studios because we have not only Shane Driscoll, UW-Madison Police Department detective who just retired. His canine partner, Rex, is also with us, and Rex has been a bomb dog for a number of years and has done important work for 11 years now with Shane and we're talking about the work that they've done and the bond that they have and how retirement's going and how dogs are used as service animals and welcoming phone calls as well. Feel free to join our conversation at 800-486-8655. Here's a Facebook comment for you, Shane. Karen on Facebook. My dog is a, I don't know what this is, so I'll spell it, S-C-H-I-P-P-E-R-K-E.
A Schipperke.
Schipperke. I don't know Schipperkes.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah. A smaller breed, I believe. I don't know much about them.
Okay. Well, at any rate, Maltese Mix, a rescue. Several years ago, she found a Ziploc bag full of methamphetamine. Several months after that, she picked up several Adderall capsules while on a walk. She's never had any training. We joke that Fenna is a drug dog. I mean, is that a natural thing for dogs to sniff that out?
I'm assuming the dog just found these on their own.
Yes.
Well, a lot of dogs are just drawn an odor that's curious, something different to them. Rex does that sometimes, too, when we're training or working. He'll focus on an odor that's just a little bit different, something new to him. And I'm assuming that's what your dog did, is he just found something that smelled interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Tell me about the relationship that you have with him. Do you need to be somewhat distant so that you can be an authority alpha dog for him, or are the two of you, do you spoil him?
Now I can spoil him.
No. Oh, Rex, you're so lucky now.
But while we were working, I did keep a certain level of distance from him, not so much with affection, but with playtime. I wanted him to know that when he found something, the reward would be a ball.
Uh-huh.
So when we were at home, I didn't use any balls as toys or play with him at home. I wanted him to know that it was reward time, that he had to find something, he had to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's all over with. Uh-huh. I can give him balls, and he loves to play tug. he usually wins. But so now he can become more of a pet. I just wanted, he wanted to, I had to let him know that he was a working
right.
dog.
I understand.
And that I was in charge, and that his playtime would come later or if he found something.
Yeah.
So.
And what about the public? What should the public know about working dogs? What kind of relationship should they have when Rex was working?
Generally, if you see a police officer with a dog, whether they're working or not, and if you want to ask them about the dog or pet the dog, ask first.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good thing. A lot of police dogs have some sort of aggression training. And most of those officers don't have their dogs out in the public. The ones that you see in the public, they know that those dogs are social enough,
right.
Or they should know. But you should always ask first. And that holds true for even if it's your neighbor's dog or somebody walking down the street. You just don't go up and start petting the dog.
No.
And I've had people do that where they just walk up with their kids and then they say, go ahead and pet the dog. And we prefer that you ask first.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's go to Laura next in Milwaukee. Hi, Laura.
Hi, I have a question. You might have already addressed this, but how long can the dog keep working without finding anything, which is a good thing, before he needs to be rewarded just for his work?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. And a lot of times when we give him breaks, we would do searches and we know that the search is going to take, it might take an hour, hour and a half or something like that. And usually...
That's a long time.
It is, and usually if it's a large venue, we'll have more than one dog do the search. But if I know that we've got a long search ahead of us, we tend to give them breaks. Because you're right, after about 20 or 30 minutes, they get bored. And they're like, okay, there's nothing here, and they tend to shut down. So you kind of got to give them a break. Another thing that we will do is if we're going to do a large search and we know it's going to take time and we don't want the dogs to burn out looking for nothing, we'll actually plant something for them.
Oh,
we'll set something up,
huh.
And we'll have the dog find something because it just re-energizes them, and then they know they're not searching for nothing.
Yeah.
Occasionally we will do that.
Huh. Anything else, Laura?
No.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you. Thanks for your call, Wendy in Hawkins. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. For one, I love German Shepherds. And if I ever won a lot of money, let's say the lotto or whatever, in honor of Shane and Rex, I would buy a bulletproof vest for every dog in the police department that would need it.
Well, I can tell you there's an outfit down in Beloit called Vesta Dog. And their goal is to make sure that every police canine in the state of Wisconsin has a bulletproof vest.
Hmm.
Rex has one.
Oh.
And I know that they raise money throughout the year. And I think that they're pretty much close to having every dog in the state vested. So I appreciate your efforts, your offer. So Vesta Dog in Beloit. So if you want to talk to them about donating and getting something going, they'd be happy to work with you.
Yeah, Vesta Dog. I'll have to remember that. But whether they all have vests or not, they might need extra ones. You know what I'm saying?
No, they last a long time.
Thank you, Wendy. Yep. Thanks for your generosity. Robert in Milwaukee. Hi, Robert.
Hello. I'm wondering if you could comment on the use of dogs in sniffing for bed bugs, detecting bed bugs. For several years, I've heard that the City of Milwaukee Housing Authority had a couple of bed bug dogs, and then I called them, and they said the dogs had retired, or the people that worked with the dogs had retired, and the dogs were not being used anymore. So I'm wondering how effective the dogs are and what breeds are used in that work.
That's interesting, because my wife just pointed out something that she saw recently about there's a private company in Milwaukee, an exterminator, that actually uses beagles to find bed bugs, and they're contracted with the hotels and some of the schools where there's dormitories where their bed bugs can be a problem.
Uh-huh.
And they are it's a viable tool to use. You can pretty much teach a dog to find anything. It doesn't matter as long as they get a reward, whether it's drugs, explosives, bed bugs. In Florida, they use dogs to find termites. I understand their dogs are used to find cancerous tumors in patients now.
Yes,
so
I
it doesn't
that.
Matter what the odor is. They'd be happy to find it and get a reward. So
yeah.
To answer your question, yes, there are companies out there that are using beagles for the most part to find bed bugs.
Hmm. Thank you so much for your call. So Rex will perhaps do some therapy work, too, in addition to being on call for his major line of work.
I think he'd be a great therapy
dog.
He'd
be a terrific therapy dog.
He's real social.
Yes.
He's real friendly. He's kind of big. But he really warms up to people fast. So
I know.
Maybe that's something we can look at in the future.
Yeah, I hope so. It has just been such a pleasure meeting you. If you want to just stay and watch us pledge, and then we could say
officially
goodbye so we can give you both a proper goodbye.
Thank you for
having us. Oh, thank you so much. It was just terrific. And if you wonder what Rex looks like, then you should go. If you wonder what Shane looks like, too, I'm so sorry. But it is true. Dogs are consuming us today. Go to our Facebook page, and we have pictures of both of them and also a video, which Andrea in our office took of Rex doing the whole sniffing of our studio to make sure that we're okay here. And by golly, we're okay, right, Rex? Are we okay, Rex? Yeah, Rex is up. Oh, Rex is up. We're okay. Aw. Oh, Rex, you darling. He's just in Shane's lap right now. Yeah, he's a big dog. Thank them both very much for being here. Thank you. UW-Madison Police Department Detective Shane Driscoll and his canine partner, Rex, the hit of the week as far as I'm concerned. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley. And did you know that listeners provide the single largest piece of WPR's budget? And we are in our spring membership drive, and your gift is very important right now.
Right now. And to encourage your gift right now, any pledge of any amount will enter you into a drawing for an iPad Air. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying our conversation with Shane about Rex and the important work that animals are doing and Rex is doing, his bomb dog work and their long, long time with the UW-Madison Police Department. It's just an example of the very interesting programs that we do on this show. I mean, we do some amazing shows at the end of the week. There's so much to think about and talk about.
I try to find a couple of good shows for the week to talk about again, and it's hard to do because we talk about so many good
good topics
yeah,
each week.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. Every day.
And
it's pretty amazing.
We really would love for you to take a few minutes of this hour to make it more possible for us to continue to do these shows. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And just a reminder, this is the last day to pledge to this particular program in the last couple minutes of this show. So please pledge to us right now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. We rely on member support. We rely on your support to make great radio.
Yeah, and imagine a gift of $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year would be incredibly helpful. Mm-hmm. Of course, every pledge, no matter what the amount is, does make a huge difference and makes you a member. So go now to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving takes a few minutes of your time. It's really easy. You just say your name and your contact information, how much you'd like to give and how you'd like to pay. You can do it in one lump sum or become a monthly sustainer.
You could probably get it done in the time that we have left.
Well, I'll bet you could, KP. So how do you do it?
888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Excellent. Not many radio stations have the mission, and this is true. It's wonderful to have a mission to inform, inspire, and engage listeners. That's our mission. And the values are really at the core of Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's not really anything we do for you. It's something you do for yourself and the community at large. So because listeners do support what makes all of this possible, go now, contribute at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can possibly forget after this long. Again, it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you for all of your pledges. Please do it now. And go to our Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show. Rex is featured there doing his job. Shane Driscoll is featured there as well. And your comments on all kinds of other shows, too. Again, how do they pledge?
WPR.org or 888-202-2552.